Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, and it's brought to you by KeyBank. KeyBank, the official banking home of the Cleveland Indians. The Indians keep rolling on this road trip and win a ball game last night, which your bullpen, Terry, was much like what we saw last September. It was shades of a year ago when you had the injuries and guys coming in and 8 1/3 scoreless innings. Boy, this bullpen is special.
Yeah, they, you know, I know you talk to me every day, and you know how I feel about them. But on a day like last night, I think they knew, even when, if things went according to plan, Danny wasn't going to go real deep. So those guys knew they were going to pitch. He came out a little quicker than any of us hoped. But, boy, did they buckle up. And, man, from first inning to the ninth, they did their job. And it does make you proud. I mean, they take a lot of pride in it, as they should. But from looking at it from where I sit, it's fun to watch.
Not to signal any one guy out, because you needed, I think it was 7 that you had to use last night, Tito. And if any of them give up a run, it's a different ballgame. But the job Tyler Olson has done, and now this, of course, is a kiss of death with me saying he hasn't given up a run yet. But, Tito, we know he will. But he's now showing you he's not just a matchup guy, is he?
No, he's, because he's got so much movement on the ball down that you can let him face right-handers. And last night, because we went so early, we knew that somebody was going to have to be extended. And I thought Brian Shaw's pitched so much, I didn't really want to do it with him. So we kept going hitter to hitter with Olson. We kept saying, as long as he gets him out, we're going to leave him out there. Well, he got everybody out. And it got us right back in line where Shaw only had to go an inning. Then Gomer hits the home run so we can stay away from Cody. And that helps too.
What did you guys see in Olson? Because this guy hadn't really pitched much in the big leagues prior to this year.
You know, he had been a sometime starter, but in spring training, we saw a lot of movement, and kind of a funky delivery with some deception. I think, you know, when you see a guy 7 or 8 innings, your concern is he going to throw the ball over the plate? Well, in AAA, he harnessed it, and when he came to the big leagues, he got his chance. And he didn't panic, and he just lets the ball work down in the zone. He throws a breaking ball off of that. He doesn't get behind the count very often, and he changes speeds real well.
What do you do now with Danny Salazar?
That's a good question. We talked to Danny today because there's a couple things we can do. You know, one, he can certainly start again. One, we could bring him in after somebody, or we could even have a sim game, which would be on Sunday because we have a night game Sunday. So we talked to Danny about it and included him in the conversation. And we have a few days to kind of figure this out, and we'll kind of come to what we think is the next best step for him.
Well, I think it's obvious there's nothing wrong with his arm. I mean, that velocity last night.
Yeah, my goodness, he was firing it. But he didn't know where it was going, especially his changeup. You could tell he hit somebody with it and he yanked a couple. And he was, in a couple of them, he looked like he was guiding, and they were 96. But then when he reared back, so that was good to see that. Now, this has happened to Danny before. You know, his first time back, he doesn't have a feel for where the ball's going, so it's tough. But, you know, we got to figure out how to get the good part of Danny, and sometimes to get there, you got to weather it a little bit.
I don't know. Is there anything now that Jose Ramirez does, Terry, that surprises you? I mean, stop and think. In the history of the Indians franchise, Manny Ramirez and Albert Bell had 8 multi-homer games in a year. This guy has 6.
Yeah, it's, you know, you look at him and you don't think power hitter. He is some kind of hitter. And as you learn the league, as your confidence grows, you know, he is very dangerous. He's more dangerous now on more pitches than he used to be. And he's a tough out. And you can see him last night. He popped up a couple of times. He was mad because he's feeling so good at the plate. I think he wanted to hit it too far.
Well, and before we let you go, I know it'll change today because of a couple of throwing errors. But your club was ranked number 1 in the American League in defense going into last night's game. And that's the thing that always seems to get overlooked when you talk about really good teams. But can you be a really good team, Terry, without a good defense?
It's really hard to. I mean, sometimes you can outslug your errors, but it's a hard way to play. And that is something that we take a lot of pride in. in that, because we don't like kicking the ball around, and we want the ball to end up where it's supposed to. And when it doesn't, we talk to our guys about it, because we know that they take pride in it too, because it's, you know, as much as we value our pitching, that's the best way to help your pitching.
That's the Manager Show, brought to you by Key Bank with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Stay tuned. Tribe and White Sox coming up on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network. And the Manager's Minute. Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. It's the Manager's Minute. Is managing sometimes like being a parent? And maybe did being a parent help you as a manager with patience? Danny Salazar is a guy, Terry, with just one of God's greatest gifts from a power arm, and yet he's still trying to put it together. And if you run out of patience with guys like that, it's kind of like kicking your kid out of the house, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, it's funny because everybody says to me so often, hey, boy, you seem like you have so much patience. I am the most impatient person in the world. You can ask any of the coaches. But to do the job correctly, you have to show patience, because if you don't, you're going to miss out on a lot of stuff. So I have to remind myself a lot of times, because if you rush to judgment, you can really miss out on a lot of good players, and we just can't do that here.
That's the Manager's Minute with Terry Francona on the Cleveland Indians Radio Network.